there, good afternoon. You're watching Proactive London. Joining us today to introduce his company is Peter Rands here from Small Farmer. So very good afternoon to you. So first of all, just give us sort of an overview as to what you do there, Peter.
Well, thanks, Katie. Small Farmer focuses on making medicines. We develop new medicines based on known active ingredients. In the last few years, there's been a resurgence in data around the effect of psychedelics and their potential use in treating mental illness. And so we have developed a new antidepressant medication based on DMT and then dimethyltryptamine. We started a clinical trial on that in February this year, and we're pushing through another candidate as well based on the DMT scaffold, which we've designed and is in preclinical testing.
We'll talk about the trial in just a minute, but I just want to pick up on your listing, of course. So a huge event for you, launching on Toronto's
Absolutely.
Venture Exchange. Why now?
Well, firstly, when you get into the clinic, resource matters. You need to be able to fund the trials and a certain amount of unknown that may happen. The sort of intersecting forces of COVID and the way that that's kind of shown the world that drug development is all important. That combined with some, changes in activity in capital markets meant that there was an opportunity in Canada, which we started looking at the end of last year, and we closed this this quarter.
Okay, and you managed to raise $58 million, so plenty of resources there for you to be able to do what you want. And of course, you mentioned that clinical trial that you started back in February. So tell us about that, what you're hoping to achieve, and how's it going?
Well, it's going well. We're still in the volunteer part of the study. So this study is in two parts. We're looking at the tolerability of DMT in psychedelic naive volunteers. And we'll take that data to inform the dose that we administer to patients in the second part of the trial. So right now we're seeing tolerability in our dose levels, which is, it bodes well for the next stage.
And why would you choose or opt for a psychedelic for depression rather than a traditional antidepressant?
I mean, it's largely about efficacy. Traditional antidepressants such as SSRIs have reached the limit of their potential. And the efficacy is, I mean, frankly, not great across the entire disease burden. Psychedelics, and it's still early days, but psychedelics are consistently showing efficacies in very refractory mental illness in the sort of 70% range, which is enough of a difference to justify the investment.
Psychedelics are getting an enormous amount of attention at the moment. Why do you think that is?
The data does bring a lot of promise, and it's driven largely, I think, in the kind of scientific community. This is, this is an event that's been kind of a decade in the making, I guess, when you look at the history of Johns Hopkins and Roland Griffiths. The other thing is, of course, the legislative landscape. In the UK, psychedelics aren't really on the agenda. But in North America, in Canada, and in the USA, it's very much on, state Senate agendas and ballot initiatives. It's just hugely increasing the visibility of the conversation.
Mm-hmm. And what kind of people are we talking about here on the trials? I mean, what sort of depression do they have? And are they of a particular sex or age?
We are looking at quite severe, severely depressed people, moderate to severe. So that's, it involves a lot of suffering. We're studying the drug in people who have failed to respond to two different forms of treatment, So this is not a kind of first line investigation at this stage.
Mm-hmm.
And largely that's because to balance the ethics of an unknown treatment, one has to look at people who are, really quite, severely unwell.
Mm-hmm. Well, best of luck with that. And we're looking forward to catching up and getting some results from those trials with you. Peter Rounds, thank you for your time here on Proactive London from Small Pharma.
Thank you, Katie.